This year has been nothing short of absolutely insane. From the death of stars like Kobe Bryant and Chadwick Boseman to riots and protests over unjust murders of unarmed black men and women, all while a deadly virus rages across the world. My personal experience has been interesting. I feel like I've been living the same day over and over again since the shutdown in March. But once everything began to open up again around late May, early June, I was able to get outside and see friends again. That really gave me something to look forward to. These last 6 months, I have just had to take better care of myself physically and mentally to get ready for basketball season. But right now, it really seems like the individual experience is so insignificant to what is happening right now. People are so divided, and it seems like there's a clash of big political powers and ideologies. In a time where we need unity and togetherness, we're becoming more split apart and being forced to take extreme sides. And as science gets us closer to a cure for COVID-19 and life begins to go back to normal, we have to be more careful with diseases, because we are running out of time to fix issues like climate change, and we could be entering a doomsday scenario when we pass the point of no return. Right now, we are coming up on an election, and whoever is selected to be the next president will have a huge impact on the next 5 years. And these next 5 years could be the most important 5 years in our country's history. This is Saul for KGNU Media Gardens at New Vista High School.